Earlier this month, New Hampshire's executive council voted not to confirm an attorney nominated to the Supreme Court bench, an unusual occurrence in the state. The event went largely unnoticed at first. Now NHPR's Emily Corwin reports some among the state's legal community are voicing concern.
For 20 years, Dorothy Graham represented poor clients with the state's public defender program. When an independent judicial selection committee recommended she become a judge on the Superior Court, supporters came from all sides of the legal system. Graham works in Manchester. There, Chief of Police Enoch Willard is usually an adversary of hers in court.
I've known her since I was a rookie police officer. I'm sitting, you know, as a witness in cases in which she was defense counsel.
After Governor Hassan nominated Graham to be a judge, Willard wrote the executive council a letter of recommendation on behalf of the entire Manchester Police Department.
Because of her unquestioned ability, her integrity, her character.
Willard says he was shocked to learn three of the council's five members voted against Graham, scuttling her nomination to the bench. The vote was along party lines, all three Republicans against her. Executive Counselor Colin Van Ostern, a Democrat running for governor next year, he voted for her.
She had universal support in the public hearing that we held for her, as well as five other judges.
Republican Counselor Chris Sununu, also running for governor, is the only counselor who explained his no vote during the council meeting.
I do have concerns about her lack of the fact that she's only been a public defender through the vast majority, if not her entire career. I usually do like to see someone with more prosecutorial background.
Graham would not have been the first judge with a history on only one side of the courtroom. There's Superior Court Judge Stephen Horan, for instance, who worked only as an attorney general, and retired Supreme Court Justice Jim Duggan, who spent his career before joining the bench as a public defender. Counselors Joe Kenny and David Wheeler also voted against Graham's confirmation. Kenny says his decision had to do with some of Graham's former clients.
In my case, it really had to do with the fact that she had a history of trying to appeal sexual assault cases, which I really don't have any leniency on.
For the record, public defenders cannot choose their clients, and they're bound by the American Bar Association standards to defend them with, quote, devotion. Kenny says he was motivated to vote against Dorothy Graham's confirmation after reading a piece published by the Washington Free Beacon, which is owned by the Republican political activist Michael Goldfarb and founded by the conservative nonprofit Center for American Freedom. The headline calls out Governor Hassan, who announced her bid for U.S. Senate last month. It reads, New Hampshire Democratic Senate candidates' judicial nominations criticized. The first line goes on, quote, New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan tapped a public defender with a history of trying to get child rapists off on technicalities, end quote. Counselor Sununu says his vote was also motivated in part by the Free Beacon article. Manchester Police Chief Willard says Graham was doing her job when she defended sex offenders, just like he does his job when he arrests them.
And I think it was an ill-informed vote, and I think they really made a mistake by not confirming Donnie Graham as a Superior Court Justice.
Alan Kronheim agrees. The president of the state's Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers says he hopes it's not too late for Dorothy, or Dottie Graham.
I would welcome the counselors to take another look at the case. It would be my hope that if they understood that defense counsel and appellate counsel have an ethical duty to do exactly what Dottie did, that they would reconsider their position.
Chief Willard has also asked the three Republican counselors to reconsider Graham's confirmation. Counselor Joe Kenny, who voted against Graham, has complained that 1 month wasn't enough time to get public input on six judicial nominees. For now, the seat on the bench that Graham was slotted for, it's empty. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.